get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And tonight's starting lineups, here's Brian Barrett, brought to you by Sunet P at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies.
For the Seagull Stars, Patrick Reed will start in center and bat first. It's Connor Moss at second, batting second. Brent Stockstill on the mound, and he will bat third. Batting fourth, the DH, Carson Lester. In the fifth spot tonight, the shortstop, Chase Sloan. Ryan Schultz will play first and bat sixth. Batting seventh, Zach Ginn, the third baseman. Batting eighth will be Jay Melton, the left fielder. And Johnny Rogers will catch and bat ninth. Garrett Frola will be the flex player, and he will play defensively in right field. That's a look at the Seagull Stars. And Seagull on the year, they are 6-4 in district play. They are 16-10 overall. For the Riverdale Warriors, 9-1 in district play. They dropped their first game to Seagull on Saturday. They are 19-8 overall, looking for their 20th win of the year. Jonathan King will bat first and DH this evening. Thomas Brady will play right and bat second. Batting third will be Ronnie Stevens, the center fielder. Austin Swayze will catch and bat fourth. It's Drew Huff at third. He will bat in the fifth hole. Taylor Walker will bat sixth and play first base. It's Trevin Ayers at shortstop, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Joey Trevathan. He will play left field. And Trevor Ball will play second and bat ninth. On the mound, the flex player will be Colin Schneider. Again, Schneider pitching tonight for the Riverdale Warriors, and it's Brent Stockstill, the lefty, on the mound for the Seagull Stars.
Umpires going over the ground rules with the two coaches, and we're about ready here for the national anthem. And Brian, it's really tightened up in that district race in terms of second and third. Oakland 6-4, Seagull 6-4, Smyrna 4-6.
Well, Smyrna's only two games out too, and there's still a lot to play. So you got to win them when you can get them, and that's what the Stars are going to try to do, and the Warriors here tonight on State Farm Prep Baseball.
We'll be right back.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Be sure to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
All right, Brian, and we're about ready to get underway as Riverdale is going to be taking the field. And, Brian, you've got talking about games coming up on WGNS this week. You and Rafferty will be doing Riverdale at Seagull softball tomorrow night, 6:30, 6:15 airtime, and then Rafferty and I will take on Oakland and Seagull. Well, we won't be playing against them, but we're gonna be doing that game.
Thank goodness.
At 6:30, 6:15 airtime for that one. So three games this week, two softball, one baseball. Colin Snyder is getting his warm-up pitches here, the right-hander. And defensively for the Warriors, it looks like this. Trevathan is in left, Ronnie Stevens in center, Thomas Brady's over in right. First baseman tonight will be Taylor Walker, followed by second baseman Trevor Ball. Trevin Ayers will be at short. Drew Huff over at third. Austin Swayze will be doing the catching. And Colin Snyder on the mound. And he'll be facing Patrick Reed, Connor Moss, and Brent Stockstill, the first three here in the top of the first. The Braves are playing L.A. tonight, and we will join them, and more than likely, unless we have an 18-inning affair,
Don't say it.
Okay. we will be joining them on time, on schedule at least for the game. So the Braves won 3 out of 4 from Arizona. Should be an interesting matchup. The Dodgers haven't lost at home, so they're 6-0. So it should be a good one.
If the Braves can win series, I always go back to what Bobby Cox used to say. If
that's
you
right.
win the series, you had a great baseball year, and I think that's the same thing that Riverdale's saying here. I mean, they dropped one game. You don't want to drop another. If you can, you still got a chance to win the series versus Siegel, and you're going to be hard pressed to beat somebody if you win or somebody beats you if you win those series.
Here's the wind, and the first pitch to Reed is inside a ball, and Colin Snyder on the year 2-0 with a 1.94 ERA, and he pitched well in that game. Snyder on the mound. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's the ball and a strike to Brent Stockstill. I like the Riverdale unis out there, too.
Got the Cardinal going on and Vegas Gold.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That one in the dirt. Stockstill just got a piece of it, but still 1-2. Two out. Top of the first here. 360 in deadaway center field. 320 down the left field line. And 330 down the right field line. Wine and the 1-2 pitch. Outside. 2-2. Second game of a 3-game set here. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, went the other way with it, and fouled it back out of play. Count remains, 2-2. The reservation looks good.
Well, I tell you what, you can't find a bad park here in Rutherford County. This is just another one of the gems.
Here's the wind in the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to second. Ball all over it. Throws to first in time to retire Stockstill. So a 3-up, 3-down inning for Colin Snyder. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Siegel nothing, Riverdale coming to bat.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com. It's King, Brady, and Stevens due up here for the Riverdale Warriors here in the bottom of the first.
And Brent Stockstill, the left-hander on the mound. Defensively, he's got Johnny Rogers doing the catching. Ryan Schultz at first. Connor Moss at second. Chase Sloan's at short. Zach Ginn over at third. The outfield left to right is... ball deep center field. Going back is Reed, and he makes the catch right before he gets to the 360 mark out there in deep center field. So King gave it a ride. And unfortunately for Riverdale fans, to the deepest part of the park. So a long fly out for King. And it brings up Thomas Brady, the right fielder. Right-handed hitter steps in there. Brady hitting 393 on the year, a homer and eight RBIs. Stockstill looking in, kicks and fires. Strike called, right in on the hands, it's 0-1. No score here in the bottom of the first. The pitch, off speed, sails high. Two balls, one strike, make that 1-1. Here's the wind of the pitch. Into the dirt, all the way to the screen. And the count goes 2-1 to Brady. Stockstill pitches. That one's inside. 3-1 now.
Stockstill's been behind. Well, he got behind King, and King sent that fly ball to the deepest part of the park almost.
3-1 pitch, sails high, and he walked him. So one out walk to Brady and brings up Ronnie Stevens, the center fielder, batting 323, two homers, six RBIs. Yeah, these are district games, by the way, these stats I'm giving you.
Oh, okay.
So just to clarify. Yeah, just to clarify.
Riverdale lost their first district game to Siegel just Saturday, I guess it was.
Stevens hitting 390 for the year overall. Three homers, 12 RBIs. Stretch in the pitch. Swung on. Good cut by Stevens. Foul back out of play. 0-1.
Wasn't like it was a runaway either, John. It was 2-1.
Yeah.
Blackman beat Oakland 3-0 to win their second district game in a row. And Smyrna beat Laverne to gain another game. I think you better watch out for those Bulldogs come tournament time now.
Throw over. Runner back. Schultz made a nice stop there. Keep the runner from advancing. 0-1 the count to Stevens. Swayze would be next. He's the cleanup hitter. The stretch. Look at the runner. Throw over, and he's back easily. Didn't have a very big lead, Brian. He just maybe a step. 0-1 the count.
Sun's not a problem tonight. Kind of overcast.
There's a swing and a high pop left side. Ginn under it. He's got it for out number two. So pop up to the third baseman. Retires Stevens, and that brings up Austin Swayze, the catcher.
Warriors number 22, Austin Swayze.
Swayze hitting 284 on the season. Left-handed batter.
We have got our field mic just to give you some sounds of the game. In a pretty secure place, so you can tell the wind is really whipping when it gets into that microphone. It's got a ways to get there.
Pitch is a strike call, pretty pitch there from Stockstill. So and one. Brady still at first, two out now. Bottom of the first, no score. Have you added up how many games we've done? We've done quite a few. And pick off Schultz. Going to make the throw down, and it gets by, and Brady's going to get the stolen base. They had him, but lost him. And so down at second is Brady. Potential go-ahead run here for the Warriors. And an 0-1 count to Swayze. Excuse me.
By the time, if we get anybody into spring fling, John, we'll be well over 160 games and shows for the year.
One of our, I guess, our biggest amount of games we've ever done in spring sports. Here's the pitch, and the pitch is high. The weather has really cooperated, though.
It has. Weather's cooperated. Brave schedule's cooperated. Adding those district games 1 week later allowed us to do 2 weeks of district when we didn't have it before.
There's a strike. Off-speed pitch. One ball, two strikes now to Swayze.
They're on different days, and I think that's what kind of complicated things before. If I remember last year, what were they, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Right.
You know, and now they're three-game series, but they're playing different days.
1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Swayze called looking, and that's the end of the inning. No runs. There were no hits. There was a walk, and one man left. We've completed one. Our score, Siegel nothing, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We're talking with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard. And Mike, you've got great specials each and every day.
Monday, we have loaded baked potatoes with meat for $7.49, two of them. Thursdays, two regular pork sandwiches for $4. Sundays, when you purchase a platter or a loaded baked potato with meat, your kid's meal is only $1.99. And then on Fridays, when you want to go home and relax for the weekend, we offer the family pack with $1 off, $2 off a picnic pack.
Rick's Barbecue with two local locations.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part on WGNS by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Owens Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Thank you, Brian Barrett. John Ding is here from the reservation as we have no score as we go to the top of the second. Carson Lester, Chase Sloan, and Ryan Schultz will lead off the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Siegel. Colin Snyder had no problem in the first inning. Three ground outs. Swayze gives the sign. Here's the wind in the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Wind whipping around. Kind of looks like it blowing in right now. There's a swing and a fly ball right field. Will it stay up? No, it gets by the right fielder, Brady. And he is hurt. He cannot make it. He has hurt his foot coming out of the batter's box. And that doesn't look good. Coach Revis coming over. And they're going to get some medical attention here. And we're going to take a break. The leadoff, it was would have been a double, but he was never able to get out of the batter's box. That's Carson Lester. We'll take a break and be right back. No score, Siegel Riverdale.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Somewhat of a freak accident at home plate as Carson Lester is escorted off the field and wasn't able to put any pressure on that leg. One out. And a very strange play, quite honestly. He doubled over Brady's head but wasn't able to get out of the batter's box. Brings up Chase Sloan. The shortstop.
Stars number 20, Chase Sloan.
And Sloan giving a little time here for the coaches to get back in the coaching box. Feel sorry for that young man. Carson not able to put any pressure on that leg at all. One out, Chase Sloan the batter. Wind by Snyder, here's the pitch. Strike call right down the middle, 0-1. I just got to say the wind was blowing in. Now it's blowing out to right. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing, liner into right field. This one will fall, and Sloan is going to have a one-out single. So one out, Sloan at first, and that brings up Ryan Schultz, the first baseman. Left-handed batter going to face Colin Snyder. No score here in the top of the second.
Ryan Schultz.
Schultz winning pitcher the other night. Snyder gets the sign from Swayze, checks the runner. And the first pitch to him. Swung on, tried to go the other way, fouled it out of play. 0-1. Sun trying to come out a little bit through the clouds. No balls, one strike. It's a stretch by Snyder, throw over, runner back. Riverdale 9-1 in district play. Siegel 6-4. Siegel kind of righted the ship the other night. They had lost, I think, four in a row and came back with a win on Saturday. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner not going. Swing and a miss by Schultz. It's 0-2. And stepping back in there is Schultz. Sloan, not a big lead. The 0-2 just outside. One ball, two strikes. Walker holding him close over at first. He didn't have a big lead that time. Let's see if he gets a little bigger lead now. Inching out there a little bit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Will not be made. Throw over instead to Walker. Sloan is back. Still 1-2 to Schultz. Snyder has slowed down here. He has one out. The 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. One hit, that belongs to Siegel. Sloan out there at first. The stretch by Snyder. Now the 2-2 pitch. Runner not going. That one sails high. Three balls, two strikes. Again would follow Schultz here. Steps back in there. Now he steps out. Now back in again. Stretch. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled. Back to the screen. Count remains. Three balls, two strikes. Tomorrow night, softball action. And it'll be Brian and Rafferty. Riverdale take on Siegel in softball action at Siegel. 6:30 airtime, or make that 6:15 airtime, 6:30 for the game. Throw over, runner back. Three balls, two strikes to Schultz. Snyder checks the runner. Now the pitch to the plate. That one sails outside. He walked him. So Sloan will go down to second. Count to him. Snyder checks the runners. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on. Popped up right side. Walker gives chase. It's going to be over top of the Riverdale dugout. And it's 1-1 now. to Colin Snyder. Brian Barrett will be taking over in the third inning tonight for all of you Brian Barrett fans.
They've all gone home.
Are you saying they leave when you they know when you're coming?
Yes.
I understand. Well, I guess they've never even tuned in then.
Probably not.
Me. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopper picked up by Huff. The throw. The second is one. On to first two. It's a double play and big time DP and led there by Drew Huff, the third baseman. No runs, a hit, and there was nobody left. The double play erased everybody. And we're going to the bottom of the second. Still, Siegel nothing, Riverdale nothing.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile banking, free internet banking, and free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. We're located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's food like Grandma used to make. The Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three. Your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, lunch and dinner. Monday through Friday, breakfast on Saturday and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games. It's on our website, GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
No score here as we go to the bottom of the second. And as always, somebody makes a good play. Drew Huff, and he leads off the inning. Right-handed batter has an 0-1 count to him. Stockstill kicks and fires. Swung on, lined through short and third for a base hit. So Drew Huff gets the first Riverdale hit. Good start for the Warriors. Brings up Taylor Walker, the first baseman.
Now batting for your Warriors, number 25, Taylor Walker.
Walker getting the signs from Coach Messer. You can tell the wind. You see the pants of the players as it's blowing. A little nippy at times. Here's the pitch to him. Good cut by Taylor, and he fouls it out off the catcher. It's 0-1. No score. Hits are even at 1. Double play erased a Siegel threat. Now Riverdale threatening. In the lead down there is Huff. Stretching the pitch. Swung on. Pretty well hit. Deep center field. On his horse. Going back. This ball is off the wall. Reed going to play it on a couple of hops. And Huff's going to run down to third. He had to wait to see if it'd go over his head, and it did. And it's a big, long, huge single by Taylor Walker. That came close to being out of here, Brian.
Well, when you said a long single, I mean, it went about as far as it could go, but he had kind of hold up there, John, and a pretty good throw out there by Reed to get the ball in, and sliding into third is Huff. So runners at the corners here for the Warriors. They've got something cooking here on the second hit, back-to-back hits off of Stockstill.
About a 355-foot single. Brings up Trevin Ayers, the shortstop. See what Trevin does with the bat here. Got Huff at third, Walker at first. Stockstill in major trouble here with nobody out. Bottom of the second, no score. Riverdale batting. He has the bottom of the order. Ayers, Trevathan, and Ball. The stretch by Brent. Here's the wind in the pitch. Down low. One ball, no strikes. Runners lead, first and third. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on, good cut, foul back out of play. Count even, a ball and a strike. Brian, I'm thinking the weather is going to warm up a little bit for you guys tomorrow night in the softball game.
So maybe no 23-mile-per-hour wind gusts tomorrow night. Pitch into the dirt. Two balls, no strikes to Joy. Trevor Ball would be next. Runner at third, two out. So Siegel missed an opportunity, getting to a double play in the top of the second. Double play for Riverdale here in the bottom of the second. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Trevathan hitting 356 for the year. Right-handed batter steps in there. Got a hitter's count. Two balls, one strike. Stockstill pitches, swung on, popped up, out of play. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Both pitchers would have survived a huge jam if they both get out of this unscathed.
Thanks to double plays in both innings.
And what was unfortunate, Trevor Ayers lined that ball hard, hit the ball well. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Huff at third. Rogers with the sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Into the dirt. Another good stop by Johnny Rogers. Three balls, two strikes to count. Stockstill. Pitches, swung on and missed. Struck him out, and Brent Stockstill gets his second strikeout and gets out of a major jam in the bottom of the second. No runs. There were two hits and one left. We've completed two. We're going to turn the thing over to Brian Baird for a couple of innings. It's no score. Siegel Riverdale here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, and coming up is the Prentice Ossipedian Air postgame show. And tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get up to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Colin Snyder getting ready to start his third inning to work, and he'll be facing Jay Melton. And here with the play-by-play story is my good friend and comrade, Brian Barrett.
Comrade.
I had to think a minute what your name was.
Comrade. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Coming up empty. Melton, left fielder. First at bat here. For him, the 0-1 pitch from Colin Snyder. After the long look into Swayze, here is the pitch. Sinker just a little low. coolish night here. The reservation, we've already kind of talked about it. Swinging a big cut at this one, and Melton comes up empty. One ball, two strikes. The count. Johnny Rogers taking a few swings in the on-deck circle. Pitch outside from Snyder. To even the count at two apiece. Braves at the Dodgers tonight. Also on the radio this evening. Here's the 2-2. This one in there. Strike three called. And the first strikeout for Colin Snyder on the afternoon. Good way to get started if you're a Warrior fan. Johnny Rogers. Then back to the top of the order with Patrick Reed.
Brian, both these starter pitchers are very good. And if you let them off the hook a couple innings, they both could be solid the rest of the way.
Wind in the stretch. Chopper right back to the mound. Snyder going to pick it up, walk it over. Now throw it underhanded over to Taylor Walker for the 1-3 put out. Two away now. To Patrick Reed. Grounded out to the shortstop back in the first inning.
Now batting for the Stars, number eight.
Stars Patrick in the Reed. Gray uniforms. Navy trim, navy numbers down the side. Little striping. First pitch to Reed, swing and a big cut. But he whiffs at that one. Snyder is throwing a mean breaking ball right now. Winding the pitch. Another one, and it's in there. Number 11. Toes the rubber. Winds and delivers. Swung on. Liner to second base, and Trevor Ball makes the catch. Four unassisted, and 1-2-3 go the Stars here in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third. We're still scoreless. Riverdale and Siegel Baseball on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
For the best selection of Blue Raider gear in the borough, you need to check out Lightning's Locker Room. They're on Ridgely Road or online at lightningslockerroom.com. John Brockwell has a showroom full of blue and white gear, shirts, tees, hats, and many items I'd challenge you to find anywhere else, and I know you won't find them at a better price. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, a division of Ideas Tees. Lightning's Locker Room.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control, but for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there providing personal service at a competitive rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So call me, State Farm agent Andy Womack at 890-0850, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve.
And the batter is Brady. Bouncer picked up by Ginn at third. The throw over to first. And Brady is going to be out on the fielder's choice. Lead off the inning, Trevor Ball reached on an error. He is now down at second base. Jonathan King came the third strikeout victim for Brent Stockstill. And now Brady again at first. Or he is at second now. This pitch is a little high.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233.
So the Stevens single and RBI. He sent one to right field.
22, Austin Swayze.
Scores Trevor Ball, and Riverdale takes a 1-0 lead. One run, three hits, no errors for the Warriors. No runs, one hit, one error for the Seagull Stars. Here in the bottom of the third, Riverdale takes the 1-0 lead. First pitch to Swayze, who struck out in the first. He takes a strike. Runner at first is Stevens, who just singled in a run. Throw back over to Schultz. And Stevens is back in time. Left-handed pitcher. Stockstill lets one go to the left side of the plate.
Brian, that's the case where an error has led to a run. Just like walks, they're not a good part of the game. When it gives extra bases, gets extra opportunities, extra outs.
Stockstill throws back over. Back easily, Stevens. Not taking a very big lead over there. Stockstill will look at first and now throws back over again. The ball gets away, and so Stevens is going to take second.
I think the sun got in Schultz's eyes there just a second. It just popped back up, and that quick throw by Stockstill. I don't think Ryan ever saw that ball. Lucky to get the glove on it.
So down at second now is Stevens. Two out. So it's up to Swayze. Trying to keep this thing going with a runner in scoring position now. Riverdale has taken a 1-0 lead. After the RBI single by Stevens. Now Stockstill looking back at second. Breaking ball doesn't break enough. Two one is the count. Stockstill winds and delivers. Fastball outside corner, got it. Sun is beginning to peak out here, and I think it's causing some problems.
Yeah, it's kind of eye level right now.
Stockstill kind of squint there a little bit. Looking into the Siegel dugout. Two balls, two strikes, two out. That's the count. Wind in the pitch. This one in the dirt. Stopped by Rogers. Kept it in front of him.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple-glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
With warmer weather, wouldn't it be nice to have the game on outside while you're grilling or just chilling on the deck? Let Intersource be your trusted source for entertainment. We offer custom installation of indoor and outdoor home theater, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and of course, the best local service available. So give us a shout at 815-1800. That's 815-1800. And let us get your home ready to play ball. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Connor Moss, the batter for the Siegel Stars, and Colin Schneider on the mound for the Warriors. He has a 1-0 lead and a 3-1 count now to Connor Moss. Swing and a miss, so the count goes full to Moss, who grounded out to the shortstop back in the first inning. We're in the fourth inning of play. Top of the fourth. Wind in the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. And that would be the second strikeout of the afternoon for Colin Snyder, who faced the minimum last inning. He has found his groove, I think.
Yeah, he's really pitching well right now.
Stockstill, left-handed batter, looks at one outside. It has been overcast until probably the last 15, 20 minutes. Sun peeking out through the clouds. Swung on, foul back and out of play. It has created quite the shadows from, well, left field and center field. One pitch, swung on, right back up to Snyder. He has to do a little pirouette out there on the mound, but a sharp liner to him, and he holds on to make the out. One unassisted, and now two away. Well, that's hard to do, John, when it's coming at you that quick.
Saw his life in front of him just for a second, but he made a great play there. Kind of turned his back to it, but what a super play.
Carson Lester is being batted for here, and we're going to have to check numbers here for us, John. Let's see.
Brian, Snyder's retired his last six in a row since that double play.
It's Benefield, Blake Benefield. He sends the liner over second base. A little bouncer out into the outfield grass for a single. And that is Blake Benefield, who is batting for Carson Lester. And, John, we wish him the best, but that was kind of a strange play when Lester, the DH, he was injured earlier, and we think it could be pretty serious.
Yeah, maybe his Achilles. He couldn't get out of the batter's box. The coaches had to come help him get out. Really freakish.
So Benefield is on with a single, and now first pitch swinging. Chase Sloan, same play, same result. Right over second base. So Benefield is at second, and back-to-back hits off of Colin Snyder, who's run into a little trouble. That's two hits on the afternoon for Sloan. Sloan's at first. Benefield at second with two away.
Ryan Schultz.
When Snyder has had trouble, John, he's had really good defense behind him to get out of it.
Drew Huff got him a double play last time he was in this kind of situation.
Schultz, first pitch to him, is outside, and he walked back in the second. Dangerous batter here in this position. Lefty. Wind, and the 1-0 pitch is going to be a screaming foul ball down the first base line. Had that one been fair, Stars may have taken a lead.
Break them out, here we go.
But Sloan retreats back to first, and Benefield back to second base. Again, there are two away, and the count is one ball, one strike to Schultz. Snyder, the look back at second. Now another peek for good measure. Wind in the pitch, swing and a miss. Softball tomorrow and softball Wednesday. Next week, baseball one game, softball one game, and then it's district tournament time. Unbelievable. Snyder kicks and fires. Missed it outside. Did get a score earlier. With everything else going on, didn't have a chance to give that to you. Riverdale softball.
Having nightmares over mailing? Call me, Corey at Franklin's Printing. I am the resident mailing expert at Franklin's Printing. I will personally and professionally handle your data files. I will purge, merge, and get it in the mail on time for you. From barcodes to zip codes, postcards to magazines, relax, Franklin's will mail it for you. Call us at 895-0651 or visit us on the web.
And after back-to-back hits by Benefield and Sloan, Schultz strikes out. And that is going to end the fourth inning for the Siegel Stars. There were no runs, two hits, and two Siegel Stars left. Your score after the end of 4.5, 1-0 Riverdale here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning Locker Room, brings you this half inning located at 910 Risley Road. Turn off broad between Chewy and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything, screen printing and embroidery at Ideas Tees.
Drew Huff fouls the first pitch back out of play. Now sends this one into center field. Reed calls everyone off and makes the play. Fly to shallow center. Huff was one for one before that at bat. That's going to bring up Taylor Walker. Walker singled but was thrown out at home after Trevin Ayers hit a liner to second. And the 4-3 double play, he hit into that. So that, and another strikeout into the second inning. Walker, one for one. Pitch inside. First one about the same spot as well. Two balls, no strikes. Stockstill finds the strike zone that time. That pitch through the heater. Steps off the mound, now toes the rubber, winds, and delivers. Chopper down the third baseline and foul. Barry Messer didn't even move from the coach's box down there.
Yeah, he's tough.
I think he's just old.
Probably couldn't move.
Yeah, like a statue. Riverdale leads it 1-0, ball in the dirt. Count goes full. This series will continue tomorrow night over at Siegel. This is the second game of the three-game set. Payoff pitch inside and a walk. Well, let's see, the second one given up by Brent Stockstill.
Now batting for your Warriors, number five.
Don't have any scores. I will attempt to see if we can scrounge up some other than Riverdale defeating Good Pastures.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you to come and see my co-workers Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home. Give Jonathan or Becky a call at 893-2273 or stop by. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Mortgage Services, an equal housing lender.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done. Something for everybody. A gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Hey, where are you going? Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. On East Main, South Church of Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Trevathan sacrificed, but Trevor Ball with an RBI single to score Trevin Ayers. Riverdale leads it 3-0 now. We apologize for some of the technical issues we're having. This kind of has us a little bum-fuzzled.
Has a mind of it.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
A home, a barn, and 160 acres will be offered in four tracks at an auction on Saturday, April the 28th at 10 a.m. on Highway 96 in Auburntown. This is the home of Charlie and Robbie Harris. It's their farm. Auction Saturday, April the 28th in Auburntown. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Brady still at bat here, battling Stockstill. Count is full with two out. Wind in the pitch from Stockstill. Liner into left center field. Good score, one run. Sliding in home. Yes. Trevor Ball scores. Brady delivering an RBI single. And King goes down to second. And some real damage done here, John.
Number one, Ronnie.
Not to the equipment, just so the boss is back at the station, though. I haven't done anything to it yet.
Haven't thrown it out the window or anything.
I am attempting to do something to it. But damage has been done here by the Warriors.
Yes,
for sure.
Some clutch two-out hitting that time by Brady. And we've got Ronnie Stevens. It doesn't get any easier. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters are due up here against Stockstill.
This pitch is in the dirt. Good stop there by Rogers. Stevens, he had an RBI single back in the third. Popped to third as well.
Right-hander warming up in the Siegel bullpen.
This pitch in the dirt. Stockstill has definitely labored here in this fourth inning. Riverdale has put four on the board. Wind in the 2-0 pitch. Line foul down the third baseline. Runners retreat to their bags. Oakland at Blackman, Smyrna at Laverne tonight in 7 AAA baseball. Count is 2-1 to the center fielder, Stevens. Liner is going to be in the gap. Can't be stopped out there by Sloan. It's going to score a run. Throw is wide. King is going to score. And going down to third is Brady. And Stevens is going to be on with an RBI single.
He took second on the throw. And now Coach Revis is coming out to make the cellular concept call to the bullpen, Brian.
Looks like the evening is done for Brett Stockstill, and he's bringing someone in, John. It looks like it may be Moss. He's making several changes, so he did bring that righty in from the bullpen. Let's take that break, John.
Coach has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middleton Sea Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. It's 5-0 Riverdale leads Siegel, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
Looking for a place to get advice on the right feed and supplies for your animals, but get frustrated shopping in the big box stores? This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. I guarantee you'll find anything you need for your pets and farm animals. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. The people you know. The people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're talking to Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And Mike, you've got everything anybody would need for any tailgating.
The high school games, you can come in and get you a good dollar off a family pack or $2 off a picnic pack. 8 to 10 people, family pack, 4 to 10 people. You can also get you a slab of ribs. For your Saturday games, like MTSU games, we do ribs, a dollar off your half slab and $2 off a whole slab.
Rick's Barbecue with two local locations. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Austin Faust, the pitcher for the Siegel Stars, facing Swayze. Runners at second and third for the Warriors. They lead 5-0. Those two belong to Brent Stockstill. He gave up 7 hits, struck out 2. Walk 3 in 3 2/3 innings. Swayze, the number 9 hitter here in this inning, sends a liner into right field. Base hit, scores 1 run, and scores 2 runs. Brady's going to score from third. Stevens comes in from second base. So Swayze delivers a 2 RBI single.
He John takes second on this, the throw, yeah.
Blew this thing wide open.
Sure did, and running for Swayze down there is D.J. Watkins.
So that does complete the line on Stockstill. Those two would belong to him. 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. Back to Huff, who started all this off with a fly to center field. Much of this damage has been done with 2 outs, too, by the way. Chopper to short. Picked up by Sloan. Throw to first. He was off the bag. Throw was wide.
E6.
So E6. Swayze goes to third, and the inning continues. Walker reached on a walk, stole second, and then scored on a pass ball. Rogers out with some signals for the infield. This is, 9, 10, the 11th hitter here in the inning. Seems like every time you do a Riverdale game, John, they have some type of inning like this.
Yeah, they have a big inning, yeah.
7 on the board for the Warriors. 6 in this inning alone. Runners on the corners. Breaking ball is in there. Inside corner to Taylor Walker, the first baseman. Trevin Ayers would be next if Walker reaches. Faust kicks and fires. This breaking ball is fouled back and out of play. Braves baseball tonight, as soon as we're done here. First pitch in that one is, John, I think it's like 8:50, 9:05 tonight, something like that. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Faust. It's in the dirt. It's going to get away. Swayze cannot advance. However, Huff goes to second.
So Watkins thought about it. Brian Watkins thought about it a minute down there at third, but decided to have better against it. But easily getting down there at second was Huff.
Would have been a tough. It'd have been a bang bang play, that's for sure. Barry Messer never liked insurance he couldn't get. It is a strikeout for Walker as he comes up empty. And that's the first strikeout for the reliever, Faust. But there were 6 runs on 6 hits. And there were 2 Warriors left. Big inning for Riverdale here in the fourth. They lead it now 7-0 over the Siegel Stars here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Franklin's Printing. And here to take you the rest of the way while I go find a soothing, nice cup of coffee, here's John Dinkins.
Thank you, Brian. Wow. You've had a stressful game so far, haven't you? Strike called. Colin Snyder finds himself the recipient of 6 runs in that fourth inning and now has a nice cushion of 7 runs here. He leads it 7-0. The 0-1 pitched again is a strike called. Again, nips that outside corner, 0-2. Again, grounded into a 5-4-3 double play way back in the second inning. We're in the top of the fifth. 7-0 Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Tried to get that corner again. Missed outside. 1-2. 7 runs, 8 hits. No errors for Riverdale. No runs, 3 hits. 3 errors for Siegel. Here's the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. High chopper. Going to be a tough play. Coming over his ball. Throw to first. In time. Got him by about a half a step. So Ginn retired. 4-3 on that put out. And ball had to wait a long time for that ball to come down and made a nice throw. Brings up Jay Melton, struck out in the third. He's 0 for 1.
Now batting for the Stars, number 10, Jay Melton.
Colin Snyder working much quicker now than he did in the early innings with that 7-0 lead. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on. There's another high chopper. This time it's the shortstop Ayers. Throw to first and got him for out number two. So nice, two nice plays to lead off the top of the fifth. And that brings up the catcher, Johnny Rogers. Rogers rounded back to the mound in the third. He's 0 for 1. Snyder trying to have a very quick inning here. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. We're on the top of the fifth, 7-0 Riverdale. Trying to go for their 10th district win tonight. The pitch, that one sails high and inside. One ball, one strike. Not only their 10th district win, but their 20th for the season. Snyder kicks and fires. Swung on, grounder third. Huff up with it. Long throw across in time and a three-up, three-down inning for Colin Snyder. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Our score remains Riverdale 7, Siegel nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come to our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Meetin' 3, open on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion, and also open for lunch on Middle Tennessee Boulevard next door to Kroger. The Cedar Bucket.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game. Stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. And on that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Smyrna leads Oakland in softball 1-0 at the end of the third. The Cougars lead the Huntland Hornets 1-0. And in 7AAA, after four innings of play, Blackman 3, Oakland 2. A look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And again, Riverdale softball defeated Goodpasture 7-1 today.
Austin Faust in his second inning of work. He'll face Trevin Ayers, Joy Trevathan, and Trevor Ball for Riverdale. 7-0 our score. Riverdale got six runs in the fourth. We'll take a commanding lead in this one. Ryan up. Austin's job is to hold them right here. They've got two more shots at them offensively.
Well, it's going to take quite the offensive outing, but you cannot give up any more runs to Riverdale. You're playing at their place. You kind of got an uphill battle, if you really want to look at it that way. Not saying that it can't happen. We've seen, I mean, it is baseball after all.
Snyder really had a very easy fifth. Faust with the pitch on the way. It's just a little high, 1-0. So Trevin Ayers, who singled and scored, and also he lined to second. He's 1-for-2. Line in the pitch into the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Tomorrow night, everything willing, including the internet, we will have softball action. Brian and Rafferty.
Where is that game?
That game is at Siegel.
It's Riverdale at Siegel, isn't it?
That's right. Softball. Swung on. Fly ball. Pretty well hit. On comes the left fielder, Melton. And did he hold on?
No.
No, he dropped it. Wow.
Came out of the webbing of his glove, John. It's almost like it rolled out.
It would be an E7.
Warriors number 12, Joey Trevathan.
Things not going very well for the Stars right now. Brings up Joey Trevathan, the left fielder, struck out, and he had a sacrifice in the fourth. So runner at first is Ayers. And the defensive support has not been that great for Faust since he's been in. Two errors since he's made his appearance. Four on the night for the Stars. Here's the pitch. That one misses just a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Well, the good thing about tomorrow night, you can just kind of walk home. If you get mad, just walk home. Just leave Rafferty there. Just walk home.
I could probably stretch the phone line from my house.
1-0 pitch into the dirt and gone. And it's by Rogers. And going down to second is Ayers. On the wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Seven runs, eight hits, no errors for Riverdale. No runs, three hits, four errors for the Stars. Brent Stockstill, the starting pitcher for Siegel, has been replaced here by Austin Faust.
Stockstill worked 3 2/3.
Two balls, no strikes. The stretch, look at the runner. Here's the pitch. That one a little high. Three balls, no strikes. The organist begins playing here. Ah, I love that sound.
It's about time to get out to the old ballpark.
You're right. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike. 3-1. Trevathan taking all the way. Three balls, one strike.
Braves finally playing some. I mean, I really think that they played. I was worried about them going on the road, and I'm glad that they won that series at Arizona. I thought that could be pretty tough.
Yeah, it may not be so fortunate in L.A. Swung on and fouled at the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Jurgens going on the mound tonight for the Braves, who, and he, let's face it, has not pitched very well at all.
What's the deal with him? Do you know?
I don't know. They say he's lost a little velocity on his fastball. Struggling with that knee problem, I think. Three balls, two strikes here. Runner second, nobody out. Long stretch by Faust. And here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Going back is Melton. He's under it for the out. The first one of the inning. And going back to second will be Ayers. So Melton grabs this one.
Now batting for your Warriors.
And that brings
six,
up Trevor Ball. Who really got that fourth inning, had a big hit there, a single and an RBI, and reached on an error in the third. Scored two runs tonight. Not bad out of your number nine hitter.
Well, when you can get that out of number nine, John, that's what makes a good deep offensive team, and Riverdale has definitely brought out the bats tonight against the Siegel pitching.
That's why you have big innings. That's why you have six runs in one inning. Here's the pitch from Faust. Swung on, lined in the left, and in there for a base hit. And they send Ayers. Now he backs up, and they've got him in a rundown. Here's the throw to the plate. He is going to be out, and taking second on the throw is Trevor Ball. So Ayers thrown out at the plate. Give a single to Ball, and he will be down at second. So, I don't know. I think if Ayers had kept going, he may have gone ahead and scored. It would have been a bang-bang, Brian, but I think maybe he'd had a shot.
Well, the hesitation is what really probably cost him right there.
Still 7-0. Riverdale leading. Two out. Now runner at second. That's Ball. Faust looks in from the sign from Rogers. Check of the runner. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Nice stop there by Johnny. And it's 1-0. Ball got a pretty good lead that time. Two out. He'll be going to the crack of the bat. 1-0, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Rogers going back, and it's up here close to us. A ball and a strike.
Glad we're well protected.
Just wondering if a flying Comrex is going to come by my face any minute, but other than that, everything's okay. A ball and a strike.
I wouldn't do that. I'd think about it hard and long.
Two out.
Contemplate and plot the death of it, but
runs the pitch, breaking ball, just a little high. Two balls and a strike. Trevor Ball down at second. There's two away here in the Riverdale fifth.
Sometimes you have to get aggressive with the punishment. Hopefully we've...
I don't know. I thought you kind of babied it that time, and maybe that calmed it down a little bit. Does it have a mind of its own? I really do believe that. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up again, this time left side. Again, looks like he's going to have a play. Foul territory, makes the catch for out number three. No runs, one hit. There was an error, and a runner caught out, thrown out at the plate, and one left. We're going to the top of the sixth, our score. It's Riverdale 7, Siegel nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophies, Cellular Concepts, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. 896-2013.
Patrick Reed going to lead off here in the top of the sixth. Two more chances for the Siegel Stars. Patrick has grounded to short, and he's lined out to second. He's 0 for 2. Only three hits for the Stars so far tonight. The pitch is outside of ball. 1-0 from Colin Snyder. The right-hander's gone all the way, and has pitched a shutout. The wind in the 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Brian, he has looked better as the game's gone on and working much faster now.
Well, it helps to have seven, be staked to a seven-run lead, doesn't it?
Two balls, one strike. I'm just amazed at Mike Minor and Brandon Beachy for the Braves the other night, the performance they had back-to-back. Then Hanson came through with a good one, too. Here's the pitch down low. They need that until Tim Hudson gets back. I think he's supposed to be back next week, next Monday or Tuesday, against the Pirates.
Must be quite a few St. Louis fans around here. I've seen some of that Cardinals stuff around here.
3-1 pitch, a soft liner into left. And it's going to roll down the line, and Reed stops it first. Makes the turn. Leadoff single for the Stars here in the sixth. So a good start for Siegel as Reed singles. That brings up Connor Moss, grounded to short and had struck out. And speaking of strikeouts, Colin Snyder has struck out three tonight.
That is their fourth hit, John. They've also got four errors in the game. And are being shut out right now by the Warriors, 7-0.
Moss, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch to him. Swung on. Chopper, foul. Smothered by Swayze.
Batting for the Stars. 0-1
the count.
Connor Moss.
Stockstill would be next. Siegel needs an inning and a big one. Going to have to put some hits together, get on any way they can. 0-1 the count to the second baseman, Moss. Snyder looks in from the sign from Swayze. The stretch. And now the pitch to the plate. Here's a strike. 0-2.
New scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard after five innings of play. Oakland now leads Blackman 7-3. They had a big fifth inning, it looks like. 7-3, Oakland leads Blackman. And at the top of the seventh, MTCS leads the Huntland Hornets 2-0.
And pitch is swung on and missed. Connor Moss strikes out swinging. Strikeout number four for Colin Snyder.
Number 11, Brent Stockstill.
That brings up Brent Stockstill, lined to he grounded the second. First time up and lined out in the fourth. He's the one that almost took Colin Snyder, his glove out in the center field with that liner. Good hitter, Stockstill. And he scorches one to second. Could be two. Flip to second. One on to first. High. Did they hold it? They did. And that's a double play. 4-6-3 on that put out. That goes ball, airs to Walker. And a double play gets Colin Snyder out of it in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's still Riverdale 7, Siegel nothing.
For the best selection of Blue Raider gear in the borough, you need to check out Lightning's Locker Room. They're on Ridgely Road or online at lightningsmockeroom.com. John Brockwell has a showroom full of blue and white gear, shirts, tees, hats, and many items I'd challenge you to find anywhere else, and I know you won't find them at a better price. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, a division of Ideas Tees. Lightning's Locker Room.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Prentice Alsa Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., as well as the Cedar Bucket Restaurant out on Las Casas Pike.
Austin Faust set to start here in the top of the sixth. And the first pitch is a breaking ball. It sails in there for a strike to Thomas Brady. Thomas tonight walked, stolen a base, grounded a third, and he singled and driven in a run. He is a 1-for-2. And the 0-1 pitch. Faust works from the stretch even when nobody's on. Another breaking ball sails in there for a strike, 0-2. Siegel has one more shot at the Warriors, who lead this game 7-0. They've out-hit the Stars 8-4. Brady, Stevens, Swayze, the first three here in the sixth. Wine in the pitch this time. Sails outside. One ball, two strikes. Riverdale got a run in the third, six in the fourth. The pitch from Faust. Swung on, pretty well hit. Left field, Melton not going to catch this one. And it's going to be a ground rule double, I believe. And that's what's going to happen as Brady unloads one to deep left and bounced over the left field fence. So Brady on with a leadoff double, a ground rule double. Brings up Ronnie Stevens.
Now batting for your Warriors, number one, Ronnie
Stevens has popped up, singled in the third, drove in a run, singled in the fourth, and drove in a run.
John, we do have a new score in on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Eagleville blanked Community 10-0 in baseball today. Eagles are rolling along. I think they play Blackman this week.
Yeah, they
John.
Had stumbled a little bit for two or three games. Good to get that win in a shutout. 7-0.
They play their district here. Games Monday and Tuesday, so they'll travel to Community tomorrow, it looks like, and Christian School will go to Huntland. They may have played a doubleheader with Huntland. I'm not sure exactly.
Getting his lead down at second is Brady. Here's the pitch into the dirt. Rogers makes a save.
You know, there's no good way to get to Huntland.
I know. I've been there.
You can't get out. It's a little faster getting out, seems like.
One ball, no strikes. I'm not going there. I'm just not going there tonight. Throw down to second. Brady's back. One ball, no strikes to count to Ronnie Stevens. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt again. And it's 2-0. Brent Stockstill started this game. Austin Faust in relief. Colin Snyder's gone all the way for Riverdale. Here's the stretch. The 2-0. Way outside. Three balls, no strikes.
Cougars do win today, John, in baseball. 2-0 over Huntland. Ivy Starling. Complete game shutout. Struck out 10 in that game.
Wow. Nice job there by Ivy. 3-0 count. On the way. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Ronnie Stevens.
Another score. This is softball. Middle Tennessee Christian School defeated Central Magnet in softball 19-18.
Wow. Where did they play that game, Brian? Was that Central Magnet the home team there? Central Magnet. I don't know where they play their home games. And the walk to Stevens.
A little bit of everywhere, I think, John.
Now batting for you, Warriors, number 22, Austin Swayze.
So Stevens walks, brings up Austin Swayze. Had two RBIs in that fourth inning. And he's got two out there now. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Riverdale leading 7-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Prep baseball on WGNS. Don't forget now tomorrow night, Riverdale Siegel softball. Brian and Rafferty will have the call on that one from Siegel High School around 6:30 for the start of that game, 6:15 pregame. There's a high fly ball, pop-up that is, out toward shallow left, and under it is Chase Sloan, who makes the catch. That's the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 77, Drew Huff.
Brings up Drew Huff, singled in the second, flied out in the fourth, reached on an error also in the fourth. He's 1-for-3. Runners remain at first and second. Stevens at first, Brady at second. One out here in the Riverdale sixth. Fouls trying to get out of the inning without any further damage here. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball gets away. Rogers makes a nice stop. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in there. Stretch in the pitch. There's a nice pitch. Count even at a ball and a strike.
Don't forget, Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations sponsors our podcast online. You can download and listen to recent games. That's at goprimetimesports.com.
Fouls checks the runner. Brady jumping around down there at second. The pitch. And they say he fouled it at the plate. Did he? Got away from the catcher. They're letting the runners move up here. Runners now move up. Second and third. That's Brady at third and Stevens at second. One out. Umpire either trying to get a ball out of the pocket there or now he's checking his equipment or his hand. I think his mask. One ball, two strikes.
Siegel does have an arm warming up down there in the bullpen. John, I think it's Hatton.
Faust would like to get him here and Coach Revis not have to use another pitcher here tonight. Stretch, a 1-2 pitch. Huff takes the ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. 7-9-0 for Riverdale. 0-4-4 for Siegel. Bottom of the sixth. Mouse is really slowed down here in this inning. 2-2 pitch. That, did it hit his bat? I think it did. He's trying to get out of the way, and Drew's bat hit it on his way down. He was trying to save his head there.
You could hear it clunk off the end of the bat there on our field, Mike.
Count remains 2-2.
That is indeed Hatton warming up for the Stars.
Braves baseball to follow our game tonight.
9:05 first pitch in that one.
We may have time for a little bit of the pregame show, won't we?
Oh, yeah. There. I think so.
It's not Braves Live. It's what it is. I don't know what that's called. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Fly ball, center field. Reed on his horse makes the catch. He's going to score another run. And did he drop the ball? And he dropped it. Well, that's the second tonight, and both runners are safe. So Reed dropped the ball. It's going to be an E8. The two runs are going to score. It's 9-0.
Coach Revis is out talking about it.
Yeah, I thought maybe he'd held it long enough, but ruled a miss, ruled a drop.
Batting for the Warriors, number 25.
Well, the
Taylor
umpires have not Walker. Made many fans with the Siegel crowd, but
there's two drops tonight. One by Milton and that one there by Reed. Is that Reed or is that Stockstill out there? I think that's Stockstill. Yeah. That change was made at when fouls came in. So five errors on the night for Siegel. 10-0.
Well, that's going to be something that keeps Craig up tonight, I would imagine.
And the pitch to Walker is a strike call.
Two runs.
So Huff scored on that too, didn't he?
Yep.
So that's three runs in to make it 10-0. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. No balls, one strike. Two out in the inning. Make that 9-0. That's right.
That was a an out.
Yes, it was.
Field, so.
The two runs scored on the sacrifice fly. And there's a shot through the left side. And Walker is on.
John, that's going to be another error.
Yep.
That's going to be
E5. So to recap that, they did call that a catch, but two runs scored on that sacrifice fly, and it's 9-0.
What I was going to say is only one hit in the inning. It was a leadoff ground rule double. But since then, errors have been very, very costly for the Stars and been good for the Warriors tonight.
Here's the pitch from Faust, outside of ball, 1-0. Two runs are in here in the inning. A runner at first, two out. That's Walker. The batter is Trevin Ayers. One ball, no strikes. Faust from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 9-0 Riverdale. They have nine runs on nine hits. But six errors up there for the Stars. That's been their kind of their downfall tonight. Here's the wind, the 2-0 outside. Three balls, no strikes. I know Craig Revis would not like to use another pitcher, but Bass has been out there a while. 3-0 now.
Well, all he needs is one more out to see what Siegel can do in the bottom of the or top of the seventh.
3-0 pitch on the way. Strike call, 3-1. nip the corner.
It's our last baseball until next Monday. Got softball, but we'll be over. We'll be right back here for the Oakland game next Monday night.
Here's the stretch, 3-1 pitch. That one sails high, and he walked him. So a two-out walk, and Ayers reaches. That's the second time Trevin has reached tonight. Brings up Joy Trevathan. Struck out, sacrificed, and fly to left.
John, I do believe we are going to have a pitching change here. So with that, Coach Craig Revis has made that Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin. Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center, your new pitcher is going to be Ray Hatton when we come back here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines, and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Ray Hatton on the mound is going to face Caleb Swayze batting here. And he's going to bat for Joy Trevathan. I think just giving Caleb a chance to swing the bat here a little bit against the right-hander. And Ray Hatton set the pitch, and the pitch is outside the ball, 1-0. Farmer is the runner down at second.
That was the other change I was going to let you know about there, John.
And over at first is Ayers. Two out, 9-0 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Siegel trying to get that third out. Swinging a foul. Good cut by Swayze.
New scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Middle of the fifth, it's Smyrna leading Oakland softball 5-0. Oakland beat Smyrna earlier in the year, so this is big game for the Lady Bulldogs. And after six innings, it's still Oakland 7, Blackman 3 in baseball.
And the pitch down into the dirt. Rogers stops it. Two balls and a strike now to Caleb Swayze. Farmer with the lead down at second. And Ayers at first. Ball due up next.
All of that, by the way, on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll have some finals in our postgame show presented by Prentice Salsa Peating and Air coming up.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Count even now. Two balls, two strikes. Riverdale wins this game. They'll be 10-1 in district play. Siegel will drop to 6-5. The score holds.
And if the Oakland Blackman score holds, Oakland will retake second place.
We'll be 7-4 if they can hold on to that. Two and two. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. He's trying to take third is Farmer, and he will. Good hustle there by Farmer. He's down at third now. Ayers stayed put at first. Count full to Caleb Swayze. Three balls, two strikes. It's been a long fourth for Siegel and a long sixth for Siegel tonight. Riverdale sent up seven men to the plate this inning. They sent up 11 in that fourth. Hatton sets back on the rubber. Looks in for the sign from Rogers. Here's the stretch, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, fly ball, down the line, hustling for it. It's dropping in for a base hit. And that's going to be your ball game, folks, I think. Yep. As they score the 10th run, and that would be on an RBI single by Caleb Swayze. So Perry Messer pulled the right switch there as Swayze delivers, and Riverdale is going to win this ball game. And they got their 10th hit there on that one single and RBI. The final score tonight, Riverdale wins it 10-0 over the Seagull Stars. They take the second game of this three-game set. And we're going to go right into the Prentice Office of Heagan Air post-game show as Riverdale is a winner 10-0. And, Brian, we want to take a look at our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game as 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Riverdale. No runs, 4 hits, and 6 errors for Siegel. And a great pitching performance by Colin Snyder as he goes 6 innings tonight and does not allow a run and gives up only 4 hits. I got to go with Colin Snyder as the Loveless Fine Photography player of the game for Riverdale.
You know, I can't argue with that. I really thought, John, in those middle innings, you know, the third, fourth, fifth inning, he really pitched a heck of a game.